Well, good morning. It is February 8th, 2023, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be picking up in Genesis chapter 41, the Gospel of Mark chapter 11, Job chapter 7, and Romans chapter 11. So let's get into the Word today, beginning with Genesis chapter 41 today. Genesis 41. Now it happened at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream, and behold, he was standing by the Nile. And lo, from the Nile there came up 7 cows, sleek and fat, and they grazed in the marsh grass. And then behold, 7 other cows came up after them from the Nile, ugly and gaunt. And they stood by the other cows on the bank of the Nile. The ugly and gaunt cows ate up the 7 sleek and fat cows. Then Pharaoh awoke. He fell asleep and dreamed a second time, and behold, 7 ears of grain came up on a single stalk, plump and good. Then, behold, the 7 ears thin and scorched. Then, behold, 7 ears thin and scorched by the east wind sprouted up after them. And the thin ears swallowed up the 7 plump and full ears. And then Pharaoh woke, and behold, it was a dream. Now, in the morning his spirit was troubled, and so he sent and called for all of the magicians of Egypt and all of its wise men. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was no one who could interpret them to Pharaoh. Then the chief cupbearer spoke to Pharaoh, saying, I would make a mention today of my own offenses. And Pharaoh was furious with his servant, and he put me in confinement in the house of the captain of the bodyguard, both me and the chief baker. And we had a dream on the same night. He and I, each of us, dreamed according to the interpretation of his own dream. Now, a Hebrew youth was with us there, and the servant of the captain of the bodyguard, and we related them to him, and he interpreted our dreams for us. And to each one he interpreted according to his own dream, and just as he interpreted to us, for us, so it happened. He restored me in my office, but he hanged him. And then Pharaoh sent and called for Joseph, and they hurriedly brought him out of the dungeon. And when he had shaved himself and changed his clothes, he came to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, I have had a dream, but no one can interpret it. And I have heard it said about you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it. And Joseph then answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not me. God will give Pharaoh a favorable answer. And so Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, in my dream, behold, I was standing in the bank of the Nile, and behold, 7 cows, fat and sleek, came up out of the Nile, and they grazed in the marsh grass. Lo, 7 other cows came up after them, poor and very ugly and gaunt, such as I had never seen for ugliness in the land of Egypt. And the lean and ugly cows ate up the first 7 cows. Yet when they had devoured them, it could not be detected that they had devoured them, for they were just as ugly as before. And then I awoke. I also saw in my dream, and behold, 7 ears, full and good, came up on a single stalk, and lo, 7 ears withered thin and scorched by the east wind sprouted up after them, and the thin ears swallowed the 7 good ears. And then I told it to the magicians, but there was no one who could explain it to me. Now Joseph said to Pharaoh, Pharaoh's dreams are one and the same. God has told to Pharaoh that he will, well, what he is about to do. The 7 good cows are 7 years, and 7 good ears are 7 years, and the dreams are one and the same. The 7 lean and ugly cows that came up after them are 7 years, and the 7 thin ears scorched by the wind will be 7 years of famine. It is as I have spoken to Pharaoh. God has shown to Pharaoh what he is about to do. Behold, 7 years of great abundance are coming in all the land of Egypt, and after them 7 years of famine will come, and all the abundance will be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine will ravage the land. And so the abundance will be unknown in the land because of the subsequent famine, for it will be very severe. Now as for repeating of the dream to Pharaoh twice, it means that the matter is determined by God, and God will quickly bring it about. Now let Pharaoh look for a man discerning and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh take action to appoint overseers in charge of the land, and let him exact 1/5 of the produce of the land of Egypt in 7 years of abundance. And then let them gather all of the food of the good years that are coming, and store it up for grain for food in the cities under Pharaoh's authority, and let them guard it. And let the food become as a reserve for the land for the 7 years of famine which will occur in the land of Egypt, so that the land will not perish during the famine. Now the proposal seemed good to Pharaoh and to all of his servants. Then Pharaoh said to his servants, can we find a man like this in whom is a divine spirit? And so Pharaoh said to Joseph, since God has informed you of all of this, there is no one so discerning and wise as you are. You shall be over my house, and according to your command, all my people shall do homage. Only in the throne I will be greater than you. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And then Pharaoh took off his signet ring from his hand and put it on Joseph's hand and clothed him in garments of fine linen and put his gold necklace around his neck. And he had him ride in his second chariot, and they proclaimed before him, bow the knee. And he set him over all the land of Egypt. And moreover, Pharaoh said to Joseph, though I am Pharaoh, yet without your permission no one shall raise his hand or foot in all of the land of Egypt. And then Pharaoh named Joseph Zaphnath-Paneah and gave him Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, as his wife. And Joseph went forth over the land of Egypt. Now Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went through all the land of Egypt. And during the 7 years of plenty, the land brought forth abundantly. And so he gathered all the food of these 7 years which occurred in the land of Egypt and placed the food in the cities. And he placed in every city the food from its own surrounding fields. And thus Joseph stored up grain in great abundance, like the sand of the sea, until he stopped measuring it, for it was beyond measure. Now, before the year of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bore to him. And Joseph named the firstborn Manasseh, for, he said, God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household. And he named the second Ephraim, for, he said, God has made me fruitful in the land of my affliction. And when the 7 years of plenty, which had been in the land of Egypt, came to an end, and 7 years of famine began to come, just as Joseph had said, then there was famine in all the land, but in all the land of Egypt there was bread. And so when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried out to Pharaoh for bread, and Pharaoh said to the Egyptians, go to Joseph, and whatever he says to you, you shall do. And when the famine was spread over all the face of the earth, then Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine was severe in the land of Egypt, and the people of all the earth came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph, because the famine was severe in all the earth. That was Genesis chapter 41. Let's move on over to our next reading today, Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. And as they approached Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, on which no one yet has ever sat. Untie it and bring it there. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? You say, the Lord is need of it, and immediately he will send it back here. And they went away and found a colt tied at the door outside the street, and they untied it. And some of the bystanders were saying to them, what are you doing untying the colt? And they spoke to them just as Jesus had told them, and they gave them permission. They brought the colt to Jesus and put their coats on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their coats in the road, and others spread leafy branches which they had cut from the field. And those who went in front and those who followed were shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. Jesus entered Jerusalem and came into the temple, and after looking around at everything, he left for Bethany with the 12, since it was already late. On the next day, when they had left Bethany, he became hungry, and seeing at a distance a fig tree and leaf, he went to see if it perhaps he would find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples were listening. And then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were buying and selling in the temple, and overturning the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who were selling doves. And he would not permit anyone to carry merchandise through the temple. And he began to teach and to say to them, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations? But you have made it a robber's den. And then the chief priests and the scribes heard this, began seeking how to destroy him, for they were afraid of him, for the whole crowd was astonished at his teaching. And when evening came, they would go out of the city. And they were passing by in the morning, and they saw the fig tree withered from the root up. And being reminded, Peter said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. And Jesus answered, saying to them, have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted to him. And therefore I say to you, all the things in which you pray, for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. Whenever you stand praying, forgive. And if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive you your transgressions. And they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him and began saying to him, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things? And Jesus said to them, I will ask you one question, and you answer me, and then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men? Answer me. And they began reasoning among themselves, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say, then why did you not believe him? But shall we say from men? And they were afraid of the people, for everyone considered John to have been a real prophet. Answering Jesus, they said, we do not know. And Jesus said to them, nor will I tell you by what authority I do these things. That was Mark chapter 11. Let's move on over to our next reading today in Job chapter 7. Job chapter 7 today. Job chapter 7. Is not man forced to labor on earth, and are not his days like the days of a hired man, as a slave who pants for the shade, and as a hired man who eagerly waits for his wages? So am I allotted months of vanity, and nights of trouble are appointed me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise? But the night continues, and I am continually tossing until dawn. My flesh is clothed with worms and a crust of dirt. My skin hardens and runs. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle, and come to an end without hope. Remember that my life is but a breath. My eyes will not see, and will not again see good. The eyes of him who sees me will behold me no longer. Your eyes will be on me, but I will not be. When a cloud vanishes, it is gone, and so he who goes down to Sheol does not come up. He will not return again to his house, nor will his place know him any more. And therefore I will not restrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I the sea or the sea monster that you set a guard over me? If I say my bed will comfort me, my couch will leave my comfort, then you frighten me with a dream and terrify me by visions, so that my soul would choose suffocation, death, rather than my pains. I waste away. I will not live forever. Leave me alone, for my days are but a breath. What is man that you magnify him, and that you are concerned about him, that you examine him every morning and try him every moment? Will you never turn your gaze away from me, nor let me alone until I swallow my spittle? Have I sinned? What have I done to you, O watcher of men? Why have you set me as your target, so that I am a burden to myself? Why then do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? For now I will lie down in the dust, and you will seek me, but I will not be. That was Job chapter 7. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Romans chapter 11. Romans chapter 11 today. Romans chapter 11. I say then, God has not rejected his people, has he? May it never be. For I too am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says in the passage about Elijah, how he pleads with God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets, they have torn down your altars, and I alone am left, and they are seeking my life. But what is the divine response to him? I have kept for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. In the same way, then, there has also come to be at the present time a remnant according to God's gracious choice. But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works, otherwise grace is no longer grace. What then? What Israel is seeking, it has not obtained, but those who were chosen obtained it, and the rest were hardened. Just as it is written, God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes to see not, and ears to hear not, down to this very day. And David says, Let their table become a snare and a trap, and a stumbling block, and a retribution to them. Let their eyes be darkened to see not, and bend their backs forever. I say then, they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? May it never be. But by their transgression salvation has come to the Gentiles, to make them jealous. Now if their transgression is riches for the world, and their failure is riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fulfillment be? But I am speaking to you who are Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am an apostle of Gentiles, I magnify my ministry, if somehow I might move to jealousy my fellow countrymen and save some of them. For if their rejection is the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the first piece of dough is holy, the lump is also. And if the root is holy, the branches are too. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, were grafted in among them and became partakers with them of the rich root of the olive tree, do not be arrogant towards the branches. But if you are arrogant, remember that it is not you who supports the root, but the root supports you. And you say that you will say, then branches were broken off so that I might be grafted in. Quite right. They were broken off for their unbelief, but you stand by faith. Do not be conceited, but fear. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Behold, then, the kindness and the severity of God. To those who fell, severity, but to you, God's kindness, if you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And they also, if they do not continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut off from what is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these, who are the natural branches, be grafted in their own olive tree? For I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved, just as it is written, the Deliverer will come from Zion. He will remove ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant with them when I take away their sins. From the standpoint of the gospel, they are enemies for your sake, but from the standpoint of God's choice, they are beloved for the sake of their fathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For just as you once were disobedient to God, but now have been shown mercy because of their disobedience, so these also now have been disobedient, but because of the mercy shown to you, they also may now be shown mercy. For God has shut up all the disobedience so that he might show mercy to all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and unfathomable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him that it might be paid back to him again? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Indeed, amen, 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 amen. That was our reading today for February 8th, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment in the comment section if you haven't done so, or leave a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, thank you so much for being so faithful. Stick with it throughout the year, and before you know it, you will have read the Bible every day, daily, in 2023. Thanks again for joining me. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I thank you so much for your goodness to us. Lord, indeed, we are amazed by the depths of the riches and the wisdom and knowledge of you, our great God. Lord, even as we read the text of Scripture, Lord, we are sometimes confounded by your wisdom and the mysteries of your will. And Lord, just like Job, as we read, oftentimes, Lord, we don't understand what is happening, Lord, as we're going through things, but Lord, we know that you are sovereign, that you are in control, that you have a plan, that you are good. And Lord, I just pray, God, that you would just honor yourself through us today, Lord, as we continue to submit ourselves to that plan. Lord, I pray that for myself first. I pray that for my brothers and sisters. I pray, God, that you just give us a good day in you, Lord, trusting you, Lord, sharing your gospel and just living in a holy and righteous way, Lord, all for your glory's sake, Lord, we pray. Lord, we love you. Give us a good day in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody.